98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. Once again, we get a chance to hear about an amazing organization that is making a difference. And this is The Crossing we're going to tell you all about. But I'm going to let the campus administrator of the Fort Wayne Entrepreneurial Training Center, which is called The Crossing, Courtney Bolds, is with me. And Courtney, I'm so glad to have a few minutes here. Tell us, what is this program all about?
Well, thank you for having me on here, Melissa. I do appreciate it.
Yes.
What we get to do is something that I every day almost, I thank God for the opportunity to get into the lives of some students who've just struggled for whatever reason in the traditional school model. So we get to invite them into our program, tell them there's hope still, there's hope to graduate, there's hope to get skills to make you very employable. And the heart of what we do in everything is there's hope in Christ.
Amen.
So we get to share that message with our kids on a daily basis, not in a browbeating way or a Bible-thumping way. We get to talk to you. We get to ask questions. We get to mention the name of Jesus and allow you to tell us, well, I thought God was like this, or I heard God was like that, and well, doesn't the Bible say?
Oh.
And we get to have those conversations to clarify, to hug on these kids, to point them in a direction that hopefully is a lot different from where they're coming from.
So you see a lot of young people asking these questions because they didn't really understand what God was all about and in their life, and you're seeing great results.
My most delightful comments I receive from students is like, I didn't know God was like that. Well, I thought this is what God was like.
Aww.
I'm like, no, not according to the Word. This is what the Word says God is like.
Aww.
So just being able to see a reframing happen of who God is in that moment with the youth.
Yes.
We serve high school students. It's just a really cool experience. We get to walk through the process of interpersonal conflict.
Yes.
If our kids get in a conflict, we got the time to take them to another room. Mm. All three of us sit down, and we as staff get to mediate and say, look, we got to deal with this. This isn't just going to simmer under the surface until there's an explosion.
Yes.
So we get to teach them these life skills of you have to be able to learn how to use conflict management in your life in a way that says, I can't just use my fist anymore because we don't fight here. We're not fighting here.
Oh, that's so great. Yes. And, you know, because you're doing a program like this, you want people to get behind this. I know we want to tell people about this program, and you have a fundraising banquet coming up. Tell us about that real quick.
Yeah. So we have a fundraising banquet that we have every year so that we can continue to enroll throughout the school year because there's deadlines in the educational system that we're coming up on a hard deadline here at the end of this week. So after that, we have to raise money that we can use for kids because, like I said, they come throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens at this fundraising banquet is we basically tell our story. We say, this is who we are. These are the kids that we service. This is what we want to offer kids in our community.
Tell me then when the banquet is and where it's going to be.
So the banquet is going to be this October 9th, which is a Tuesday. It's going to be at the Miro Center.
Yes.
On the north side of town at Parkview.
Such a great night on Tuesday, October the 9th, and I hope a lot of people want to get involved and see how they can make a difference in these young people's lives. Doors open at 6, program a meal at 6:30, and if you want tickets, and Courtney, I'll do this for you, we're going to put that link on my Conversations page right now where you can get to The Crossing and find out how to get tickets so you can be a part of this wonderful night. So here's the place to go at star883.com on my Conversations link.